It is day number 273 out of 365. Not a leap year, nor is next year. We wait till 2028 for that, where we get the extra day, the February 29th. The Olympics, presidential election, Lord willing. So, all right, 58 degrees our wake-up temp. And, but I tell you what, I was tired yesterday. Even did hear from a listening friend who messaged me. I think it was through text. He's like, you sound tired this morning. When I put the podcast together, I had to agree. I just knew it. I woke up, and it was the late-night Packer game. I wasn't watching it late night, but I at least had it on the radio. And it was tense, and it was, how could you fall asleep? I think I did doze and then come back, and overtime, didn't sleep. You know, it's one of those things, they say the sign is, when you, if you wake up in the morning and the first thing you think about is, when can I go to bed again? That is sleep deprivation. So, yeah, and it feels, I feel much better today. But even last night, short-term memory, which is more of a challenge. You know, you when you're younger and you hear people struggling with a short-term memory, like, wow. And I felt hassled a little bit by a younger guy last night because downtown Eau Claire, I went for a Valley Brook Men's small group and couldn't remember exactly where I parked initially. And then I did, well, go to this parking lot I usually am at, and then I left the lights on. But my excuse is I was talking to my mom on the phone when I came. She was like, is Peggy back? And yes, she got back yesterday afternoon to Chicago, spent the night in Madison. And so... excuses, excuses. We hear them every day, right? Okay. I'm going to skip today in history. We'll save it for Dawson at 2:45 or whenever he brings it on the drive, because we don't have a whole lot of time. But we do have time for a devotional thought this morning. And it is John 13:22 from Jason Kahn's Fine Devotional. Notes from the Upper Room, subtitled Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. And boy, we could all use some of those lessons these days, right? The verse simply says, John 13:22, the disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. All right, so the previous verse, he had said, truly, truly, I say, one of you will betray me, puts it in context. Jason writes, Jesus had just told the 12 that one of them would betray him. There's no indication from the text that any of them suspected Judas. That's fascinating right there, isn't it? There's no indication that any of them suspected Judas. Judas was the treasurer. I mean, he was the trusted money keeper. They were 12 friends who had lived life together for a few years. They had no reason to be suspicious. In fact, if this is like so many Bible stories, the Good Samaritan and others, then maybe you'd expect he was the one they maybe would least have suspected. When Jesus announced the betrayal, they were incredulous, filled with confusion, anxiety, and anger. They looked at one another, hoping to see the answer in the eyes of their friends. Like the disciples, we, too, have a hard time imagining our friends betraying us. Oh, and when it happens, that knife in the back, and you hugged me just the other day. I'm thinking of an incident 10 years ago. We assume the best of our friends, which is a good thing. Yet in reality, sometimes those closest to us, those we believe are the godliest, engage in unimaginable sins. A beloved pastor is accused of sexual misconduct, and we think, that could never be true. I know him. A child is accused of bullying a smaller child, and we say, my child would never do that. He's a good kid. A woman whom you know to be honest and good is arrested for embezzlement. We tell ourselves the police must have received false information. She's the most honest person I know. In reality, every one of us is capable of shocking sin and betrayal. Wise people trust, but not uncritically. We must be shrewd to the remaining vestiges of sin, even in those whom we hold in high esteem. I love the quote. I think it's a John Piper quote. It could be Oswald Chambers, who said, the only person whose sin that should surprise us is Jesus's. And I think we're safe there. Closing prayer, Jesus, you are my trust and hope. We humans are fallible, broken, and sinful. Do I hear an amen? Help me to never minimize my sin, nor believe that I am somehow incapable of treason against you. Help me to see others honestly, yet grant me supernatural grace in the midst of trials, just as you have done with me so many times. Our devotional thought on John 13:22 from Jesus's Upper Room Discourse this morning here on the Wib Wake Up Show in the First Thoughts segment on WWIB. Special events. It's Walk Your Dog Week. Oh, I practice that regularly. Twice a day, a lot of times. In fact, this last month. I'm going to use bad English. Ain't nobody else been walking the dogs but yours truly. Universal Children's Week. It's Great Books Week. 4-H Week. No Salt Week. Yeah. Made some tater tot casserole over the weekend and didn't put any extra salt in it, but it just kind of naturally feels like I can just get it tasted. It is Ask a Stupid Question Day because what were we told umpteen times by our teachers? There is no such thing as a bad question. It's Chewing Gum Day. I think I even have a voicer on that. It's Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day. What else? International Podcast Day. Everybody and their grandma has a podcast. It's Love People Day. Mud Pack Day. You're one of those people put a mud pack on your face and slide? Never done that. Orange Shirt Day. Yeah, I think that has to do with the government shutdown stuff, right? Prepare-a-thon Day, Souffle Potato Day, and the time for yoga today. And today's number is 45. That's the percentage of people who say they regularly eat ice cream from the carton. That is almost half of us. All right. Thought it was just young men. Going to the X-Files music, because this sounds like a mystery to me. So
we love our cheese here in Wisconsin, but do we love cheese this much? In Brazil, if you're tired of cheddar, Swiss, Gouda, feta, etc., Brazil has a new, unique, and different cheese for you.
Yeah, a unique cheese called the Teada Silvania includes an unusual ingredient, native leafcutter ants. No, thank you.
You heard that right. They put ants in their cheese. This delicacy was created by the Estancia Silvania Farm as a way to attract tourists interested in rural experiences. It's like, you know what we can get those people to eat? Ants.
Wow. Yeah, you know, the cheese debuted at a dairy conference in France back 4 years ago, where it won a bronze medal.
For real?
Yeah.
Since then, the ant-infused cheese, which features a distinctive sweetness with notes of almonds, chestnuts, and fennel, has been celebrated in various cheese contests across South America and has become popular in other countries.
So don't knock it till you try it?
I guess. I mean, I know, again, in some places they eat crickets and such. And
much
I mean,
of the world,
John
actually.
The Baptist, right?
Yeah.
Locust and wild honey.
Uh-huh.
I think I would still say hard pass. I'll take my cheddar and my Gouda and my feta. Good old Coley.
There kind of is a saying, like, some people will say, I'll try anything once.
I'm not like that. I'm just not. I'm boring.
What if you don't live to have a second try?
Hey, something you should try, our Ultimate Cheesehead Contest. Make sure you sign up at WWIB.com/cheeseheads.
Josiah Queen, Can't Steal My Joy, WWIB, The Wib Wake Up Show. And even as this radio show unfolds, asking for prayer this morning for my wife, Peggy. She stayed overnight in Madison after quite the journey home through Brussels and then Frankfurt instead of Munich, Germany. And just barely catching that plane off to Chicago, bus to Madison, and then this morning trying to drive home in her vehicle, tire blowout at the Mauston exit. So working through our insurance company to get that cared for. So nothing comes easy, right? I guess so here. Hey, real quick update on my wife. I told you a tire blew out on her way back from Madison, coming back from almost a month in Africa. And she sent me a picture. She says, actually, at exit 79 Linden Station, the sign says Mauston, but road assistance is on the way. So thanks for your prayers. So we're going to get her home, Lord willing, here, all in one piece, but maybe just not as quick as we hoped.
Well, Tuesday trivia is what we're on to now here on the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB 715-723-2555. The studio line to call in, 723-2555. Great prize today. We have a delicious, tasty cheesecake cupcake, courtesy of Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls for you, plus something new to wear. It's a size large, very comfy t-shirt from Miss Ann Wilson celebrating her new tune, God Story. And I would say the color palette of this shirt is very fallish.
Let me see it again.
Here you go.
Yeah. And it looks like one of those really nice, soft t-shirts,
It
right?
is very soft. Yeah. I was just checking it out. So an Ann Wilson God Story t-shirt, size large, plus a tasty cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. We'll bundle those together.
That is a great prize package.
Here is what our question is for Tuesday Trivia. Again, 715-723-2555. Call in live to guess. In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. What is it? In a typical household, in an average household, what is at least 3 years old? In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. 715-723-2555, 723-2555 for the Ann Wilson t-shirt and the cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. 715-723-2555. Give us a call. I was going to say the phone lines are open, but someone's ready to go.
They are. And hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is John from Thorpe.
Hey, John, good to hear from you. What do you think?
How about the coffee pot?
The coffee pot. Is it the coffee pot? At least 3 years old, John?
That's a great guess. That's not it.
Not it. In a typical household, an average household, this is at least 3 years old. What could it be? 723-2555.
Yeah, keep those guesses coming. If you don't guess, you can't win. So 723-2555, as Caleb said. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Kendra from Winter.
Hi, Kendra. What do you think there in Winter today?
I'm going to guess a bath towel.
A bath towel.
Like a MyPillow bath towel?
I was going to say, those are on sale right now. Promo code WWIB. In a typical household, is the bath towel at least 3 years old? It could be, but not what we're looking for.
Sorry.
Thank you, Kendra. 715-723-2555. Again, in an average household, typical household, this is at least 3 years old. What could it be for the Cheesecake Cupcake and the Ann Wilson t-shirt?
Huh. Fantastic. Prizes, not one, but two here today, teaming up on WWIB. And hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Rice Lake.
All right, Courtney, what do you think today?
Is it a dishwasher?
Is it a dishwasher?
Yeah.
How old is your dishwasher, Courtney, if you have one?
Just a couple months. I go through pretty fast.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Is it a dishwasher?
We had to replace ours since we moved into our house in 2018. Could that be it? No, sorry.
Thank you for the call from Rice Lake. We've heard from Thorpe, Winter, Rice Lake, and a typical household. This is at least 3 years old. What in the world could it be?
723-2555, 723-2555, Ann Wilson t-shirt. So we've got an Ann Wilson song. Sunday sermon's coming up here, but we'll take at least three more of your calls right now at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori from Fall Creek.
All right, Lori,
is
what do you
think? A toaster.
A toaster.
That's a great, at least 3 years old, right? Okay. Could that be it? Yeah. Maybe
not what we're looking for.
For some. So.
In a typical household, an average household, this is at least 3 years old. What is it?
All right. We will officially say three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Zoe Nanstead from Rice Lake.
Hey, all right, Joey, what do you think, buddy?
Is it a coffee maker?
We've had coffee pots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if coffee maker would be lumped in with that. I think we'll give you a bonus guess here, Joey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't know? All right. You call us back if you think of something else.
All right, we're going to not count that as a guess because they didn't guess. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Mark. It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Go ahead.
I'm guessing a washing machine.
A washing machine, yeah. All sorts of items in the house. Could that be it? Sorry, Linda.
Thank you for the call, Linda from Chippewa Falls. In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jesse from Chippewa.
Right,
I'm going to go away from appliances and say the family dog.
The family dog. Yeah. I was waiting for someone to guess that. Because, again, everybody's been thinking like appliances and such. But is it the dog?
At least 3 years old on average. No.
I'm trying to think how old our dog is. Seven? Eight?
Yeah.
I don't know. Arlo?
Athena is seven, yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Kendra from Winter again.
All right, Kendra, last guess.
All right. I'm going to say a hairbrush.
Oh, where is my hairbrush?
Yeah.
Is it at least 3 years old?
Could that be it? Sorry, Linda.
Good guess, Kendra. Appreciate it. Yep. 715-723-2555, but not until we come back after 8:15. Think about this while you're listening to some great music with lyrics you can trust. In a typical household, what is at least 3 years old? It's Tuesday Trivia, try number two.
It is, yeah. We have a good question and some great prizes.
Yes, indeed. So, up for grabs this morning, if we get a winner this morning, a tasty cheesecake cupcake, courtesy of Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls, and a size large, super comfy t-shirt from Miss Ann Wilson, celebrating her new song, God's Story. So a kind of fallish hue to this t-shirt from Ann Wilson, very comfy and size large, plus your cheesecake from Joseph's. If you can solve this at 715-723-2555. We had some great guesses last hour, no winner yet. In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. In a typical household, in an average household, what is at least 3 years old?
We had some great guesses last hour, but we're already getting calls, so no need to recap at 723-2555. Though if you guess something that's been guessed, we usually give you a chance at a bonus guess. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patty from Triple Falls.
All right, what do you think?
How about your vehicle?
Okay. In a typical household, is the vehicle at least 3 years old? Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry.
Not it. Thank you, Patty.
723-2555. Keep it going here. WWIB, keep those guesses coming. We've kind of developed a habit that hints don't come until the second time around on Win It Wednesday, which is after 745. But 723-2555, Again, typical household, this item is, what, we're talking 3 years old, typically.
Yeah, so in a typical household, what is at least 3 years old? 715-723-2555 for the Ann Wilson T-shirt and the Joseph Cheesecake Cupcake.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
And I'm just wondering if it's a child.
Okay.
Okay.
You can guess that. Is that it? It's not it, Jasmine. Sorry.
Thank you for the call. In a typical household, what is at least 3 years old?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Osseo.
Hi, Sherry from Osseo.
I am guessing they're electric toothbrushes.
We have several of those in our home.
Those have become more popular. The dentists are like, yeah, it'll do better. I even my dentist was like, you know, not just the battery. They want it charged into the wall. So,
okay.
Is that it? Sorry, Sherry.
Good guess, Sherry.
But we did have fun talking.
I mean, now we got to talk more about our personal toothbrush.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Patty again.
Hi, Patty.
From Chippewa Falls.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a scale to weigh yourself.
Oh, sure. Okay. Bathroom scale, maybe? In a typical household, is the bathroom scale at least 3 years old?
Sorry, Patty.
Thank you for the guess, Patty. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
All right, we'll take three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jen from Augusta.
All right, Jen, what do you think?
Dishwasher.
That's been guessed.
It has been guessed. You can have a bonus guess.
Okay, we'll go with the stove then.
The stove.
Yeah, that hasn't been guessed. The oven, the range, could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you for the call from Augusta, 715-723-2555. In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bruce. And this is Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer from Bruce.
Yes, my guess is a TV.
Okay, sure. Is the typical TV at least 3 years old?
That's a great guess, and it hasn't been guessed yet. Could that be it? Sorry.
I'm actually kind of surprised that it took that long for the TV to be guessed, but... not it.
Because it's amazing, right? As time goes on, I think of what I paid. It was a Black Friday sale for the like 39-inch I have. And it was like now it's amazing how you can get a much bigger TV.
Every time I walk into Costco, it's like a 100-inch TV. And my wife's just like, nope, we're fine.
I know. Where it goes in our living room, my wife is just like, there's just not room for that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sevilla from Blair.
Sevilla's like, you guys ever going to get me on the air?
Right.
Okay, go right ahead, Sevilla. You're the last guesser until after 8:45.
Is it the mattress?
Is it the mattress? In a typical household, is the mattress at least 3 years old?
Let me just say before we answer that, you know, you could get a mattress and a mattress topper at MyPillow.com.
You could. Promo code WWIB. Pretty much every guest can relate back to that somehow.
That's not it.
But it could be accurate, just not what we're looking for. Sevilla, thank you for the call. In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. Chew on that for a bit. Think on it. We'll give you another shot to win cheesecake from Joseph's and this Ann Wilson T-shirt coming up.
What could it be?
Tuesday trivia, our third try at giving one of you a tasty cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls and a gorgeous, comfy, size large T-shirt from Miss Ann Wilson, celebrating her new song, God Story. A T-shirt and a cheesecake cupcake could be yours if you can answer this question at 715-723-2555 here on the Wib Wake Up Show. In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. What are we talking about? In a typical, in an average household, what is at least 3 years old? 715-723-2555 to guess.
And people are calling, so let's go to the phones at 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron from Fall Creek.
All right, Ron, what do you think?
A bottle of mouthwash.
Huh, yeah.
Just not using it because it tastes alcohol-y or whatever? Like,
at least I used some this morning.
Every person I've ever moved, you wait till you're packing up the bathroom, and there's that ancient bottle of mouthwash. Huh.
All right, well.
We found some that doesn't burn, so we use that kind.
Let's see. That's not it.
Good guess,
Ron. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. In a typical household, what is at least 3 years old? I'm just thinking about that ancient bottle of mouthwash now.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Barb from La Crosse.
Hi, Barb.
Hi there. Is it a vacuum cleaner?
Is it a vacuum cleaner?
That has not been guessed yet.
It has not.
That's a great guess. At least, could that be it? Sorry, Barb.
I think sometimes it's great if you can get a vacuum cleaner to last that long. Everything seems to be made to be disposable now. You got to buy the good kinds.
I was thinking on the other side that they last a long time.
Really?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Let's have a better brand.
It's Linda again from Chippewa.
All right, Linda.
A couch or a chair.
Okay, yeah. Household item. Household.
She's trying to sneak in two guesses there.
That's very good, Linda.
Well, yeah. Sorry.
So what do you pick? Couch or chair?
I would say probably a couch.
Okay, and typical household is the couch at least 3 years old. I follow that train of thought, absolutely.
Got it.
Not what we're looking for, 715-723-2555.
How long will it take till somebody guesses chair? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Joel from Chippewa.
All right, Joel, good to hear from you. What do you think?
I think a hot water heater.
Hot water heater, okay.
All right, that's a great guess, but that's not it.
In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. What is it?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda again.
All right, Linda, wow, you snuck back in. What do you think?
I'm going to say drapes.
Drapes. Here, I thought you were going to go a chair. Is it drapes?
It's not.
You know what? I'm just going to throw this out there. It's not chair.
All
it's
right.
not chair.
All
so
right. There we go. That was a bonus wrong answer. Hi, what's your name? We'll call you three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Barb again from La Crosse.
All right, Barb.
One more guess. Coffee pot?
That was guest.
Coffee maker? It was guest.
Uh-huh.
How about pets?
Pets.
Pets.
Pet.
Dog was guest.
Well,
I guess.
Dog was guest, but you could guess
you
another
could
pet
pets,
if you'd like.
Pets in general, and that's not it.
All right. So we're just eliminating pets. In typical household, what is at least 3 years old?
All right. Two more tries here. Otherwise, we push it down to Win It Wednesday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda again.
Linda, you are persistent today. Love it. What do you think?
Anne.
What was that?
A fan.
Oh, yeah, ceiling fan, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That be it? It's not it.
I mean, you don't normally think about replacing a ceiling fan unless
no.
it stops fanning.
We're down to one last guess, but not one is coming in, so you're going to head me to the countdown here.
In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. Your last chance on a Tuesday trivia to win on a Tuesday. Otherwise, we push this off beyond 7:15 tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, we are getting that person. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Petra from Stanley.
All right, Petra. You got the winning answer?
I hope so. Is it a dining room table set?
Dining room table.
We can just say dining room set, table chair, sure.
Right.
Dining room set.
Is that it? Sorry, Petra.
Good guesses, though. Again, in a typical household, this, what, is at least 3 years old. Mull on that overnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll take it up again after 7:15, and if nobody wins then, the first clue comes tomorrow after 7:45 here on WWIB. You know, as we head into October. Tomorrow, October 1st, it'll be exactly 10 months until For King and Country, your Saturday headliner for OneFest 2026. Do you have your tickets yet? Be thinking about that. Epic Love Story with their song Hidden with Christ making its debut here on WWIB, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. I like it.
Yeah.
Good stuff from them. And updating people on my wife, the tire blew out around the Mauston Linden Station area on her way back from Madison. Today, she was capping off about a month in Liberia, West Africa. And thanks to State Senator Jesse James, who was going the opposite direction, heading to Madison. But he was listening to WWIB, heard about this, and said, what about her hazard lights? Well, the battery had died, so those had gone out. So he stopped, gave her a jump, waiting for the roadside assistance. So thank you very much there. That does it for us. Tuesday trivia becomes Win It Wednesday tomorrow. And Caleb, two great prizes on the line.
Yeah, the Cheesecake Cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake and the Ann Wilson t-shirt could be yours maybe tomorrow.
Fantastic. Great stuff tomorrow after 7:15.